Baldara, congratulations first on winning and secondly man of the match, rolling back the years there.
Ah, thanks Tom. Yeah, no, as I was saying there, it's someone has to pick up the trophy. There was a lot of lads there that could have picked it up today, but I suppose I got a couple of scores at the right times.
5 points out of 8 isn't bad, I think.
Yeah, no, and in fairness to Burke, he got the goal well as well, and a lot of lads, the defenders put in a lot of work too, because Unions are a good side and we held them out well, you know, but no, it's a it's nice to get a bit of a start to the day, and hopefully now we can give the boys a bit of a lift.
5-4 up at half time. It was very tight, and obviously underfoot conditions weren't making it difficult, were they?
Yeah, I think we were 1-5-4 up at half. Yeah. I think we had 4 at half time. So we were nearly lucky to get that, because we were a couple down for the first 10 minutes. It took us 10 minutes to get going, and we got a couple of frees and we got a couple of scores, and then the goal, I suppose, probably hit them with a bit of a sucker punch, because they were still probably on top of us when we got it. But no, it was. We were lucky to be 4 points up, I suppose, but then it was always going to be cagey in the second half. Like, it was always going to be score for score, and that's the way it turned out. Like,
yeah. So, but you managed to get through. Obviously, it's a reserve championship final. You've won a few at senior.
Yeah, no, that's the second reserve championship I have too now. So it's a nice one. Like, the last time, I suppose, we won it. Oran Doherty and Charlie McGuinness and a few boys we got were on the last reserve team, so it's good for them young fellas now. That's the stage there now. You want to be playing a county final day, and they've showed the likes of Regan now what they can do, and they'll be in the plans no more next year or the year after. That's just that's what the championship's for, and it's different from the likes of us Bucks that are still playing. We're just enjoying
it. Obviously, you're still enjoying it.
Still enjoying it, yeah, still enjoying it. I was saying they're just, I have 3 young fellas there now, so it's a bit harder coming down the road from Sligo. But when you have a group like that, it's easy, you know. When you have a group like that, and when you're
and you've been knocking on the door for, as you say,
when you're competing. It's easy coming down the road, like, and no, I enjoy it, and hopefully there's a few more years in the legs yet, hopefully.